Neil Prendeville Show on Red FM.
To the phone lines we go. Vince, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
Very good. Were you in the... I was in the city yesterday. Were you in there also?
I was in the city yesterday. What I noticed from the weekend and down in Whitegate is particularly the attitude change of the Gardaí, and I think it was from the top. And particularly on Saturday, the use of pepper spray is an absolute horrid thing that they did at the weekend. Now, there are reports coming from CUH that there's two people in CUH who have some damage in their eye because they had issues of with their eyes and they were pepper sprayed. But I saw for myself, the use of pepper spray has to be debated because the use of, there was no need for the use of it on Saturday. Absolutely none. I think it's an absolute outrage. Using pepper spray on hard-working, decent people, truck drivers, contractors, the people that are paying the wages of the Gardaí, private sector workers. It was a peaceful protest, and they were given orders from the top to get stuck in here, moving people back.
There's a piece of audio that I heard where somebody shouts to the protesters something about, you know, take your stand, you know, push back, don't move, those kind of things. What are the guards supposed to do then?
Yeah, but you, there was nobody, there was very few, if anybody, acting what I call the maggot. But pulling the guy off the tractor, no need of it. Absolutely, pulling him along the ground.
There must have been some. There must have been some reason for that, though. You know what I mean? No. These are trained professionals.
Watch all the videos, if you watch a guy, a Garda with the pepper spray gun and his attitude and his facial way of doing it, it was like people coming out of a match, and a person starts pepper spraying for what? For nothing. But yesterday in the Grand Parade, when the Gardaí were there yesterday, just standing there, it's their attitude is wrong. They have an aggressive, unfriendly, it's like, F you. The attitude yesterday at the fountain of the Gardaí was simply and absolutely appalling.
I was there. I did not see what you're describing now. The Gardaí stood back, didn't get involved. The protesters were all very...
They were standing back. But I'm talking about their attitude. I was in London recently, and you ask a Garda for a policeman for directions in London. They couldn't be more. It's the way they greet people, the way they speak to people. I spoke to a very high-ranking Gardaí. They don't even teach communication in Tipperary, how to communicate with people.
But did you talk with Gardaí yesterday on the Grand Parade?
Mm-hmm.
Did you talk yesterday?
I spoke to the Gardaí about the pepper spray. I said the pepper spray there was no need of it, I said. And I was told more or less to get lost, and the attitude with it, like, you know, their attitude was very aggressive Saturday and Sunday. Their behaviour is not good. And you must remember where all this stemmed from. This stemmed from the inept government that we have. A Taoiseach that can't make up his mind what shirt to wear. He had 2 or 3 weeks to bring a package forward. He brings a package forward yesterday and he gives 10 cent off of petrol. Does he think the Irish people are stupid?
Mm.
500 million, and there's billions and billions in the coffers. Rainy day funds, Harris, O'Callaghan and Micheál Martin.
No, lost you there, Vince. Don't know why, but unfortunately gone. Just to let people know, coming from... Sorry, I lost you there. Sorry, I missed you there, Vince. Those three you named, what are you saying about them?
They're hopeless.
Okay.
They're not fit for purpose. They can't... Harris can't make a decision. He can't communicate. They cannot make a decision on what to do. Simple as that. There was a crisis came along. They have billions and billions of euro, billions for this, and billions in rainy day funds, and they can't do anything with it. Like,
the number actually is 12.5 billion. That's the surplus billion. For last year, 12.5 billion euro. That's a surplus now.
Yeah, this is the busiest time for contractors. And I can tell you one thing. You go down to West Cork or Kerry, the most decent, respectable people inside in this country are farmers, contractors, builders, and all the small guys. You go down deep into West Cork, plasterers, plumbers, the people that keep this country going.
Yeah, yeah.
Ordinary, decent,
that's what they were.
People.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Gardaí come along and treat them like dirt at the weekend. It's no wonder they were blockading. This is a message that has to be given over in the Dáil. They were blockading for their livelihoods.
Yes, yes.
For their life, to pay their mortgage, to put food on the table for their families. This government, I tell you one thing. The Home Act is living in an ivory tower. And I'm living out in Bishopstown, Model Farm Road, and every second person in their 60s, 70s, 80s, all along the bank of the south side, they're voting the Home Act at Fianna Fáil. The public would want to wake up and get these guys out.
Okay.
Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. They've been in power for 100 years. And they've made an absolute pig's ear of this country.
Time for change.
If you go into hospital today, you're waiting the whole day. I can tell you, anybody with any bit of spine will back the protesters every single day. And I want your show and Red FM and the Evening Echo and the Cork Examiner to back the people that were protesting, because they are fine, decent,
well, I don't think I could be found wanting in that regard in supporting those
I agree. Much more. Did the protest. RT's coverage is appalling.
Okay, thanks, Vince. Thanks for that. Appreciate it as always. There was a lot of chatter online all over the world, actually.
Okay, one thing that the mainstream media seems to be slipping out of their headlines is this. Right now, across Ireland, thousands of people have literally brought parts of the country down to a standstill, right? The roads are blocked, traffic's not moving, everything has basically shut down. And I'm not gonna lie, massive big up to the Irish right now. This is seriously powerful. This is one of the ways we are gonna take back our power right now.
I feel disappointed. I feel let down by our government. We're all hardworking people here. Self-employed. Our backs are to the wall, and we're being crucified with tax. And the that's what the Taoiseach of the country is going doing. Bringing out the defence forces to get rid of hard-working people.
Keep going, there's... We've machines at home, there's no work there because we can't do it. Because the price of diesel, we can't afford it.
I don't think it's very fair. I think people have the right to be here and, give their say on things. So I don't think it's very fair.
Well, there, of course, are going to be legal consequences. They mightn't arise today or tomorrow, but people have licenses to drive vehicles. Those licenses will be affected. In terms of insurance, any insurance coverage, I suspect, will be void as a result of the owner of the equipment deciding to voluntarily get involved in such illegal activity. So there will be legal consequences down the road. But what I'm here to do is to try to appeal to people to stop these protests. They need to recognise that they've made their point, and now they're simply inflicting damage on Ireland and the Irish people.
Bizarre stuff, right? Back after 10, text 0868 104 106.